This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus of the Los Angeles Times. Okay, while some folks will do whatever it takes to get out of their home loan contracts, others are taking advantage of this buyer's market. Housing sales are on the upswing. According to the latest Case-Shiller Index, home prices in November posted healthy gains in a number of big cities. There was a 23% bump in Phoenix compared to last year. San Francisco saw prices rise by 13%. As Jeff Tyler reports, the buying season is heating up this winter.
With interest rates near rock bottom, consumers in Los Angeles are scrambling to lock down real estate.
The prices have started to increase again, and I'm hoping to finalize and close a transaction before that whole, you know, bubble escalates again.
Michelle Saywell is shopping for her first house.
My absolute top price is about $260,000.
I assume that you're going to be spending all cash on this.
No. I will actually need to take out a mortgage like I would imagine most people.
Unfortunately, many other people have also decided now is the time to buy. I tour some houses on a Tuesday, which is open house day for realtors in Los Angeles. This place has a fountain in the front and a pond in the back. Barbara Palmer is the realtor showing the property. In many other U.S. cities, this house would be considered upper middle class.
How would you describe this place?
It's a redone Craftsman, two-story, three bedrooms, two baths, with a fabulous backyard, a fish pond, a guest space in the back, all redone, and it's listed for $1,099,000.
Not exactly cheap, but that hasn't dampened interest.
Have you gotten offers on this already?
There are at least two and more offers coming in, and it was first shown 3 days ago.
Are you seeing people bid up properties?
Yes, absolutely. I sold a house in the Valley that was $310,000 asking. It went for $385,000 in December with 21 offers in 4 days.
Across town in the Westwood neighborhood, it's the same story. Chad Lund is the realtor.
Right now we're in a Spanish-style 1932 home, three bedrooms, two and a half baths, about 1,600 square feet.
What's the asking price?
We're currently at $899,000. We've got five offers on it.
Out back, I ask mortgage banker Sean McMillan for his impression of the L.A. market.
There's such little inventory out there that everything is getting bid up and maybe perhaps overpriced and almost unjustifiably just because the competition is so great to get and access the property.
Does that mean the bubble is back?
You know, it's really interesting because there are some properties that are hitting almost those same values as 2005, which is a spike.
Money is pouring in from overseas.
I've seen a lot of cash, and in particular from Chinese buyers.
Los Angeles is an anomaly, but it's not the only one. Susan Wachter is a professor of real estate and finance at the Wharton School. She says foreign money is also pushing up prices in Miami.
There are condos there that are going fast for folks in Latin America who want to have a safe place to put their money.
Real estate is booming again in San Francisco, Boston, and Las Vegas. But Wachter says in most cities, demand is less intense.
Housing prices are still off their highs, and they will be for quite some time. We're not going to rocket back in the country as a whole by any means. It's going to take time.
But that's no comfort for consumers like Michelle Saywell back in Los Angeles.
I never imagined that it would be this difficult.
To escape the competition, she started shopping in less desirable neighborhoods.
You're looking at these places going, okay, they need new floors, they need electrical work done, they may need new plumbing, and you're still losing out.
Michelle made an offer on a fixer-upper, but was beaten out by someone with cash.
That seems to be kind of my dilemma. A lot of buyers out here are actually paying cash. Can you believe it? They've got $250,000 in their back pocket.
But Michelle hasn't lost faith.
I predict by the end of the year, I will be a homeowner.
If you're thinking about entering the market but aren't ready yet, don't panic. Part of the reason for the spike in prices has to do with the lack of new construction. As builders start cranking out new houses to meet demand, experts say that additional inventory should help stabilize prices. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.